Also today, suicide bombers struck again at Iraqis trying to build a post-war society. The car bombers blew themselves up in front of two Iraqi police stations north of Baghdad, killing at least a dozen Iraqi policemen and civilians. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited the scene of one blast in Bakuba, Iraq.
Bakuba has seen more than its share of deadly attacks, but local residents who raced to the main police station after today's car bombing were shocked by the ferocity of the blast. An enormous crater yawned in the parking lot in front of the station. At least a dozen nearby cars were total wrecks, some lying on their sides like sheet metal dominoes. Lieutenant Hamid Ali looked slightly dazed as he ran down the basics of the attack.
Fast car, running very fast, just rushed in the front gate of the police station and then just exploded. We think it was filled with a large amount of explosives because, as you notice, the explosion is very big.
Lieutenant Ali looked down at his feet, where a nearly full pack of cigarettes lay in a puddle of blood, alongside a pair of black men's shoes, one heel shorn off by the blast. At the Bakuba General Hospital, a mother sobbed in the corridor, waiting for news of her son's condition. One doctor described his failed efforts to save a young girl whose legs were shattered in one of the blasts. In one room, Hussein Aziz, a restaurant owner from the nearby town of Han Beni Sad, stood beside the bed of his brother, an officer wounded in the second car bomb.
We were starting to collect flesh from all around the police station, and we filled three big bags. Plastic bags.
At Baghdad International Airport, a DHL cargo plane was forced to make an emergency landing shortly after taking off for Bahrain. The company said no one was injured, and the military said the cause was under investigation. But a military official said it appeared the plane was hit by a surface-to-air missile. Military sources said there had been a number of missiles fired at planes near the airport, but all had missed. The Reuters news agency reported that a Shiite member of the Iraqi Governing Council, Abdel Aziz Hakim, had survived an assassination attempt Friday at a Baghdad mosque. Hakim's brother Mohammed was a Shiite leader killed with 82 other people in an August bombing in the city of Najaf. Iraqis say the growing attacks are intended to sabotage the U.S.-led rebuilding effort. By that measure, today's attacks against the police had mixed results. Lying in his Bakuba hospital bed, still in his blue police uniform, Lieutenant Razim Awawamit says he's decided that as long as the Americans stay in Iraq, there will never be stability.
Now, I'm ready to quit this job and take off this uniform, let my future go to hell, and to start making operations against the Americans, because they didn't come here to help us. The opposite. They are driving Iraqis apart from each other, leaving us fighting and killing ourselves.
But in another bed, just a few doors down, Officer Isa Abid Hussein has reached just the opposite conclusion. Where else could he go now but back to work?
Besides, I'm serving my country, and those people who are doing these works against police are criminals, so we must work hard to catch them. Even I lost both my hands, I will return to my job and do my best.
Iraq's future may be determined by which of those views wins out. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.